WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The White House meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky didn't end with a mineral deal, but with a shouting match.
You're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards. Right now, you don't have cards.
I'm very serious, Mr. President.
You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Things have clearly gone south, as far south as they possibly could have, with Zelensky essentially being shown the door here at the White House.
Correspondent Charlie Daggett has covered the war in Ukraine and believes the winner here is Vladimir Putin.
He will have looked at this with glee. They'll be celebrating. He's tried to draw a division between the United States, the Trump administration, and President Zelensky.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is proposing increases in fees for fish, game, and wildlife licenses in his biennial budget proposal. Under the proposal, the price of most of the licenses and tags would increase by $10 to $20. Some of those increases would essentially double the costs for specific licenses, including resident deer, resident small game, and resident trapping. DNR officials say the last time license fees were increased for residents was in 2005, but Governor Evers' last biennial budget increased fees for non-residents only. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing gardening tips with residents that don't involve using non-native plants. The tips come in honor of National Invasive Species Awareness Week. Wisconsin has seen some troublesome invasive species spread across the state in recent years, especially the emerald ash borer. Experts say the invasive beetle could destroy 99% of the ash trees in the state. DNR officials say residents should use native plants like Joe Pye weed in their gardens, which looks great and benefits pollinators. Aspyrus Health officials say the organization has finalized the purchase of 22 acres of land in Chippewa Falls for their new hospital facility. The organization recently received the final needed approvals from the city and Chippewa County and now expects to break ground on the project this spring. They also say the facility could be fully operational in as little as 18 months following the start of construction. The hospital will be located on Chippewa Crossing Boulevard and feature emergency services, inpatient care, lab services, and imaging services. A warrant has been issued for a Cameron man accused of possessing methamphetamine and threatening a law enforcement officer. 38-year-old Andrew Matthews was scheduled to appear in Barron County Circuit Court on Wednesday, but failed to make his appearance. He was out on a $10,000 signature bond after being charged with two felonies and two misdemeanors on February 20th. If convicted on the felony count of threatening an officer, Matthews could face up to 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin players headed to the NFL. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. 300 of the best college football players here to interview and work out for NFL teams. One of them, Badgers safety Hunter Wohler, who saw his team fall to 5-7 and missed playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. I asked Wohler, who grew up in Muskego, Wisconsin, how concerned is he about the Badgers football program?
It's going in the right direction. I mean, obviously, the last 2 years haven't exactly been what I envisioned, what Coach Fickell has envisioned, but like, Coach Fick's a great coach. I have 100% faith that he's gonna get that program in the right place.
NBA, Bucks with a win over the Denver Nuggets, 121-112. Milwaukee getting help from guys off the bench in the fourth quarter, like Kyle Kuzma, Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah, they made a great run for us. That cushion, that momentum, that was huge for us. You know, and again, I think as great as they've been, I think they're going to be so much better a few weeks, a month down the line, which is scary to think.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Battling brutal winds today, sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. As the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we hope you had a great weekend. Jane is back. We have another installment of Beyond the Cheese for you. And don't forget, this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He killed our people and he didn't exchange prisoners. We signed the exchange of prisoners, but he didn't do it. What kind of diplomacy, JD, you are speaking about? What do you mean?
I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to.
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war, everybody has problems, even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future. God bless you, you will not have war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because you're in no position to dictate that. Remember
this.
You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influence.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and it happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having
cards. I'm not playing cards.
Right now, you don't have. You're playing cards.
Mr. President.
You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country. That's back to you. Far more than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once? This entire meeting? No, in this entire meeting, have you said thank you? You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
Please, you think that if you will speak very loudly about the war, you can...
He's not speaking loudly. Your country is in big trouble.
Can I answer?
Wait a minute. No. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this.
I.
You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks in this cabinet, and not only in this cabinet.
We gave you, through this stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted for your
president. We gave you military equipment, and
your
men are brave, but they had to use our military.
What about West?
If you didn't have our military equipment,
you invited me to speak.
If you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over In 2 weeks.
In three days. I heard it from Putin. In 3 days. This is something
maybe
new.
Less.
In 2 weeks. Of course, yes.
It's going to be a very hard thing to do business like this.
Again,
I tell you.
Just say thank you.
I accept, said a lot of
accept
times
that
thank
there,
you to American people.
Accept that there are disagreements, and let's go litigate those disagreements rather than trying to fight it out in the American media when you're wrong. We know that you're wrong.
But you see, I think it's good for the American people to see what's going on.
I understand.
I think it's very important. That's why I kept this going so long. You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you.
You're running low on soldiers. Listen.
Don't, please.
You're running low on soldiers. It would be a damn good thing. And then you tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I don't want a ceasefire. I want to go, and I want this. Look. If you could get a ceasefire right now, I tell you, you take it so the bullets stop flying and your men stop getting killed.
Of course, we want to stop the war.
But you're saying you don't want a ceasefire.
But I said to you,
I want a ceasefire.
With guarantees.
Because you'll get a ceasefire faster than an agreement.
Ask our people about ceasefire. What they think.
That wasn't with me.
Doesn't matter for you what.
That wasn't with me.
It
that was with a guy named Biden, who was not a smart person.
That was, your, that was with Obama. President. It was your president.
Excuse me. That was with Obama, who gave you sheets, and I gave you javelins.
Yes.
I gave you the javelins to take out all those tanks. Obama gave you sheets. In fact, the statement is Obama gave sheets and Trump gave javelins. You got to be more thankful, because let me tell you, you don't have the cards. With us, you have the cards. But without us, you don't have any cards.
One more question to Mr.
White. What if anything? What if a bomb drops on your head right now?
But they have
okay? What if they broke it? I don't know. They broke it with Biden because Biden, they didn't respect him. They didn't respect Obama. They respect me. Let me tell you, Putin went through a hell of a lot with me. He went through a phony witch hunt where they used him and Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. You ever hear of that deal? That was a phony... That was a phony Hunter Biden, Joe Biden scam. Hillary Clinton, Shifty Adam Schiff, it was a Democrat scam. And he had to go through that. And he did go through it. We didn't end up in a war. And he went through it. He was accused of all that stuff. He had nothing to do with it. It came out of Hunter Biden's bathroom. It came out of Hunter Biden's bedroom. It was disgusting. And then they said, oh, the laptop from hell was made by Russia, the 51 agents. The whole thing was a scam, and he had to put up with that. He was being accused of all that stuff. All I can say is this. He might have broken deals with Obama and Bush, and he might have broken them with Biden. He did, maybe. Maybe he didn't. I don't know what happened. But he didn't break them with me. He wants to make a deal. I don't know if you can make a deal. The problem is I've empowered you to be a tough guy. And I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States. And your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but you'll fight it out. But you don't have the cards. But once we sign that deal, you're in a much better position. But you're not acting at all thankful. And that's not a nice thing. I'll be honest, that's not a nice thing.
Folks, you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. That was an interaction between President Donald Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky within the last hour and a half from the Oval Office. All I can say, I think there's much to say here, but I want to begin with this. If we have been witnessing a tipping point and about face in American diplomacy and foreign policy first principles that we as Republicans, as Democrats, as independents, as liberals and conservatives have respected for 85 years in this country, since the onset of World War II, that we would stand by our allies, we would always support our allies, that we would always oppose dictators like Vladimir Putin, who assassinate political enemies at will, who assassinate journalists, who suppress a free press, who run a kleptocracy, that we would oppose those regimes because American interests are inextricably and permanently intertwined with the project of democracy, of respecting sovereign boundaries, standing up for allies, standing up for human rights, standing up for a free press, standing up for equal treatment under the law. This has been the cornerstone of American foreign policy and diplomacy, again, for 85 years. And in the short span of 1 month and 1 week, Donald Trump has flushed all of that down the toilet. He disgraces the memory of every U.S. veteran that served and has died for our country, especially those veterans who served in World War II. Make no mistake, Vladimir Putin has never been, nor will he ever be, an ally that we should be, quote, doing business with. The only ally in that conflict with the United States is Ukraine. We have abandoned our ally, and that was made fully complete, that break permanently severed today. We have witnessed on live television the supplication, the simpering sycophancy of Donald Trump to Vladimir Putin. The cycle is completed. All of the things coming out of J.D. Vance's mouth and Donald Trump's mouth mere hours ago in the stinking Oval Office of the American White House were Russian propaganda talking points. So let's do some fact-checking, shall we? The United States has not spent $350 billion in Ukraine. Nope. We've spent about $100 billion, which is less than what has been spent by all of our European allies. Less than. And our contributions have been largely in the form not of direct cash payments, but of weapons stockpiles and equipment, none of which is missing. In fact, Trump's special envoy to Ukraine, Keith Kellogg, said this: we have a good accounting of where our support is going. And the idea that a sitting American president and vice president would yell at, physically touch in an aggressive manner, talk down to, demand thanks from our ally engaged in a war of aggression perpetrated, directed, and continued by Vladimir Putin is an obscenity. Doesn't get any more offensive to our basic American values. My name is Maggie Dawn. When we come back, we'll discuss more. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. I want to hear from you. It's a dark day, one that will be marked in the history books. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs Hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Alba Show.
I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to...
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring people, you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
The only disgrace, the only knee-bending, boot-licking, weak persons in that room today in the Oval Office were named Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Boot-licking the goose steppers from Vladimir Putin's regime. Facts. By the way, Ukraine is winning the war. Yes, they've had a draft. Yes, they have created incentives to try to get more people to fight. They've been at war with one of the world's superpowers for 3 years. I don't know what the... You have to institute a draft. Mm-hmm. Yes, what's your point, sir? We're fighting a war to save our country. And Ukraine has been doing so successfully. 80% of their standing army, which, by the way, is now a million strong and the largest standing army of any in Europe, is not by draft. It's a volunteer, predominantly a volunteer civilian army. They have absolutely mobilized their entire industry, which hasn't been taken out by Russian drone strikes, which have increased by the hundreds since Donald Trump took office. They've mobilized all of their infrastructure to produce war hardware, additional technology. Guess who now leads the world in AI-enabled drone war technology? Ukraine does. 46,000 Ukrainian soldiers have died. it is nearly exponentially larger than that. It's like 500,000 Russian soldiers. Russia is not winning this war. Ukraine is. And if the United States, under Donald Trump's misguided sycophancy to Vladimir Putin, wants to lay us down, us as a country, every single one of us down, at the altar of a dictator, then by God, I hope that the entirety of Western Europe stands up to fill the void that will be left by the United States. And let's be clear, the power of the United States in this world has been largely generated through our military strength and our commitment to our allies. When we exit the stage, when we ally ourselves with dictators the likes of Vladimir Putin, our power decreases exponentially. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Tim from Grand Rapids, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling. Your thoughts this afternoon, sir.
I couldn't be more disgusted. I am so tired of all the lying. And then to hear our president push Russian propaganda on, and basically just baited this guy into that meeting in the first place, lied about him all week, called him the dictator, said he started the war, said he has 4% approval rating, which I think is the number he just made up out of the air. I mean, is anyone, are any Democrat going to hold him accountable, or do we just have to do this ourselves?
I think, Tim, that we're going to have to do this ourselves. We're going to have to flood the lines of our congressional representatives. We're going to have to speak out like you're doing today, Tim. I thank you so much. Any closing thoughts before I let you go, sir?
I just hope people understand that this guy is going to start World War III itself, and he's just blaming other people. And he's trying to plunder that country of its resources on top of all that.
Of course, it's more extortion. He extorted Ukraine in his first administration, which he was impeached for. He's extorting Ukraine again for more rare earth minerals. Hey, anybody want to guess what car manufacturer and technology companies use a ton of rare earth manufacturers? Any guesses out there? I hope you're all screaming Tesla and Elon Musk at your radios. Because, yeah, that's who stands to gain from this extortion. Where do you think those rare earth minerals are going to go? You think Republicans in the House of Representatives and the Senate are going to take whatever value we might get from extorting an ally standing up to the world's greatest dictator? You think they're going to drive that into increases to Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, the SNAP program to feed our children, veterans benefits? Do you think that's where the billions from the rare earth minerals that we're extorting from Ukraine are going to go? Or today, I cannot believe how much worse it has gotten. This day, February 28th of 2025, will be talked about in history books. It will be taught in classrooms as what not to do, about what happens when a charismatic authoritarian starts to tear at the fabric of the world's once most powerful, most trusted democracy. Mark my words, this day is a day that will live in infamy. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Anne from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Maggie. My heart is breaking today. If people don't stop and think for themselves to see what's going on, we will be in World War III. And it's Trump that's causing all this heartache in this country. How much is it going to take? I'm a veteran, and this is not good, guys. And we need to wake up to this. How he treated Zelensky and the way he hit him and the way J.D. Vance treated him. This is despicable.
It's Ann from Chippewa Falls. Join this discussion. It's an important one today, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. A day that will live in infamy. Back with more in just a moment on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
A tumbling down, a tumbling down, a tumbling down. tumbling
down. This is 93.5 The Tap. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Well, we can already see around Wisconsin, the weather is going to be a challenge this spring. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. That's why you being involved as a citizen scientist is so important to the National Weather Service, as well as our Wisconsin State Climatology Office. Bridget Mason is an assistant state climatologist, and she says the information gathered by individuals across Wisconsin very much helps them when it comes to forecasting.
So Wisconsin's weather can vary a lot from place to place, and we understandably don't have official weather stations everywhere to capture those local differences. So by having volunteers measure precipitation, we get a much more detailed picture of precipitation patterns across the state, which helps us to track rain and snow and hail, which our office can then put these events into historical context.
Bridget Mason, she's our assistant state climatologist. Tomorrow's the official launch of Rain Gauge Rally 2025, an effort to get more citizens involved in the weather reporting process. If you're interested, go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org, WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org, and get involved.
You've heard about Lely Center Monroe and how Lely Robotics can improve your dairy operation. Now's your chance to see it firsthand. You're invited to view it all in full action at an open house at Burnell Martin's Dairy Farm Wednesday, March 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Fenimore. Discover how this operation started with three Lely Astronaut A5 robotic milking systems. And in 2024, increase production per cow per day while reducing the cost of labor. Register and enter for a free cow brush at Lely.com.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And two of our Wisconsinites have been selected to be a part of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action Board of Directors. The newly elected directors include Terry Quam, a member of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and a beef producer from Lodi, and Corey Geiger, that serves as the lead dairy economist for CoBank. He's also a sixth-generation farmer in the dairy industry in northeast Wisconsin. Find out more about these two on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. I'm Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Battling brutal winds today, sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. As the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director and driving force behind the film Green and Gold, Anders Lindwall. Comedian James Connolly and Max Inc. co-host Terry Barr joins us for Bar Band Friday Night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because
I'm
you're in no position to dictate that.
That's
remember
exactly
this. You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good.
You will feel influenced.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influenced.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now.
Shameful. Shameful, disgusting, an abandonment of an ally, an abrogation of America's most fundamental and first duties, to stand up for freedom, to stand for our allies, to defend sovereign boundaries, to stand up for human rights, today wiped away. And I'll note this, not even wiped away with some sort of diplomatic flair. If you notice a theme in what J.D. Vance and Donald Trump were saying, you need to be thankful. You need to do what we tell you to do. I'll tell you this much. Billionaire bullies, they might wield an incredible amount of power, but what they can't command is the respect of the American people. They cannot command the respect of our allies. So disgusting. And you see at the end of the day, what needles Donald Trump, what needles Elon Musk, is that they cannot command, they cannot dictate that they are respected. So they would rather be feared. And the last time I checked, government through fear, oppression, abandonment of first principles is no government I want to be a part of. We're going to continue to go to the phones, 855-752-4842. Lots of text messages. I'm going to try to get to those as well. Steve from Madison, you're up next, sir.
Government through fear, oppression, abandonment of first principles.
Can we turn to, hang on, Steve. We can't hear you too well. Are you on speaker, Steve? Can we get you cranked up a little? Can you come off speaker, Steve, if you're on it?
Madison, you're
I'm off the speaker.
Oh, there you go. Now we can hear you. Go ahead, Steve from Madison.
I'm a veteran, and I'm totally disgusted with Trump and the whole situation. Everything. It's not just Ukraine. It's taking away military veterans' benefits, destroying our military. They're literally destroying our military.
Yes, sir.
They're in charge. And that's really all I have to say.
Thank you for calling, Steve from Madison. They are destroying our military and they're destroying our national security. Ali from the Northwoods, you're up next.
First off, I'd like to thank Steve for his service.
Yes.
My dad was a veteran of the Army for 22 years. And what Trump did today and Vance did today was appalling. They talk about the shot heard around the world. Well, this will be the attack heard around the world. We will have lost every bit of respect from every country that we have ever been allies with. No one will believe a word or trust us ever again. And all of this is because of Trump wanting to give his billionaire buddies a bigger tax cut.
I couldn't agree with you more, Ali. As they say, trust is incredibly hard to build, but it can be wiped away and lost in one terrible meeting. I want to share what I'm seeing overwhelmingly on the text lines. Dale from Oshkosh, Tammy from Virginia. Jim from Campbellsport. Matt from Middleton. Others saying this. I have never been embarrassed to be an American. Today, I am embarrassed to be an American. I too, my friends, have never, ever been embarrassed to be an American. I've spent a lot of my life thinking about our history, our complexities as a nation, thinking about how to make things better, but I have never, not once, in all my work abroad and travels abroad and questions from friends of mine that were born in other countries, never been embarrassed to be an American. Today, I too am embarrassed. Kurt from Madison, you're up next.
Well, I agree with all the other people that have spoken, as well as those who are veterans, which I am one of. I have no words to put to this. This is beyond anything I could ever dream in my lifetime. I would advise everybody, I've already started doing it, go online, start finding all the consulates of the European nations. I mean, by default, you should be reaching out to your senator, congressman, and anybody else. But reach out to the consulates. Let them know that we're appalled with what our president has just done.
Yes.
Let them know that the people of this country have their back. It's not hard to do. You can you just Google Ukraine embassy, French embassy. They all have links. I've already sent messages to both Ukraine and France, and I'm going to continue to do this with as many of the other nations as I can. We have to get out in the streets. We have to really raise hell now on this.
And we're going to do so peacefully, Kurt. We're going to do so with clarity in addition, because this is utterly unacceptable. Whatever policy differences we may have, Kurt, right? Like, we can go back to arguing about all sorts of conservative, liberal policy things, but this strikes at the heart of our country's most sacred principles and values. Kurt, thank you for your service, sir. Thank you for your call and participating. Next up is Ken Bob from Daleyville. Hey, Ken.
Hi, Maggie. USMC veteran here. I only want to, the outrage is obvious. The only thing I want to add is that this is not just about a tax cut for Trump buddies. You can spend money on military stuff and give a whole lot for your friends. Putin's got something on Trump. Trump is Putin's tool. This is an absolute betrayal of America.
Thanks, Ken Bob from Daleyville. I agree. This is a betrayal of America. I am concerned as well, like the total and complete lack of any daylight between Russian propaganda talking points and what comes out of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance's mouth should be so deeply concerning to every American. There's no daylight. It's as if I forget what the modern equivalent of the KGB is. It's as if the KGB printed out a set of bullet pointed talking points, handed it to Donald Trump. And he's like, yeah, Vladimir Zelensky, why don't you come into this meeting? We'll have a good faith discussion. No, I'm just going to scream and yell at you a bunch of talking points handed to me by the KGB. That's what it is. And by the way, Vladimir Zelensky's approval ratings are 12 point. It's higher than Donald Trump's. 12 points. It's ridiculous. And he won his election in 2019 with a stunning 73% of the vote. Yeah, way higher than Donald Trump. One of the folks watching on YouTube made this comparison, that today's Oval Office meeting looked like two enforcers from the mafia shaking down your local bodega owner for protection money. Yep, sure did. Cam from Appleton, you're up.
Hey, I want to remind others that when he is bragging about the Javelin missiles that he sent over to Ukraine, those are the same ones I'm pretty sure they got him impeached the first time because he wanted Zelensky and his people to go and investigate Biden. And if you're going to go protest in the streets over this, which I encourage, I do encourage you to keep aware of your surroundings because Trumpers out there and heavy MAGA people that are ill-informed, they're heavy utilizers of the Second Amendment, and I recommend that people learn, at least, to use a weapon.
Cam, thanks so much for the call. Thanks for your take. Here's what I'm going to suggest. Don't bring a weapon. We still have the right to assembly and to protest peacefully in this country. I say we use it. Waging nonviolence is how you stand up to bullies. Because I fear a conflict between two armed groups, one of which has a viewpoint rooted in facts and reality, the other one isn't. Donald Trump put out a statement not too long ago on social media. We had a very meaningful meeting in the White House today. Much was learned that could never be understood without conversation under such fire and pressure. I have determined that President Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved, because he feels our involvement gives him a big advantage in negotiations. I don't want advantage. I want peace. He disrespected the United States of America and its cherished Oval Office. He can come back when he is ready for peace. Shame on you, Donald Trump. The only disrespect shown in that meeting was the disrespect that you showed a crucial American ally. The only way to avoid World War III, sir, is to support Ukraine. I wonder how Polish Americans are feeling today. Because where does Putin's ambition take him next? Disgraceful. Tom from LA, you're up next, sir.
Well, we now know when Rojo and all those guys were at the 4th of July in Moscow, rather than being here in the United States where their loyalties actually lied. I think that Donald Trump and Vance are Russian assets. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so saddened by our country. Honestly, Maggie, the way it felt to me when he was talking to courageous, honorable Vladimir Zelensky, who actually fought in a war and didn't get out for bone spurs and is actually fighting with his people side by side, it was almost like the slave owner talking to the slave. That's what was going through my head. It was almost like, you need to say thank you to me, even though Zelensky has shown his appreciation to the United States. I'm so sickened by it. I am so saddened by all the men and women that did fight in wars, World War II, that it's just such a stain that is on this country now. And I really, really hope that the media does not normalize this behavior or just say, oh, that's just Trump being Trump. I hope that this is the final straw. And I think all of us Americans need to get our tax dollars, find out where they're going. And honestly, we'll go and fund Ukraine by ourselves. We'll go and meet with the defense contractors and get the equipment, because that's all they really want was the equipment. They don't want the money. So, and all they want to do is be able to protect themselves. This is just so astounding. And I hope everyone feels some type of just responsibility for putting this group into office. And we got to figure out a way to get him out of office. Peace.
I'm just going to hop in here because we're running out of time, Tom. If you're on the lines, please stay there. 855-752-4842. I'm going to say the word impeachment. 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 My name is Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Get ready to reel in the fun at VFW Post 305 on Star Avenue in Eau Claire, Saturday afternoon, March 8th from 1 to 4 for the first annual indoor fishing contest. The top three in each of six fish categories win a prize. Even if your fish doesn't place, you could still win the grand prize with the highest total catch of the day. Fun, competition, and great prizes. See you at VFW Post 305, March 8th at 1 p.m. Check out VFW Post 305's Facebook page for details.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Let me tell you, Putin went through a hell of a lot with me. He went through a phony witch hunt where they used him and Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. You ever hear of that deal? That was a phony Hunter Biden, Joe Biden scam. Hillary Clinton, Shifty Adam Schiff. It was a Democrat scam. And he had to go through that. And he did go through it. We didn't end up in a war. And he went through it. He was accused of all that stuff. He had nothing to do with it. It came out of Hunter Biden's bathroom.
Our president of the United States flushing 85 years of American values post-World War II and in the ramp up to World War II down the toilet today. Disgracing the sacrifices of American veterans. At the behest of, to the benefit of a dictator, a man that assassinates political opponents, a man that assassinates journalists who write critical stories about him, and about a dictator, again, that has rigged the elections in Russia for the last 25 years. And they're going to lecture Volodymyr Zelensky? But what was that last little bit about? All of this comes down to what is good for Donald Trump and his billionaire buddies. And he's made a very transactional calculation that Vladimir Putin is going to do good by him. And so he takes the KGB's talking points and repeats them in the Oval Office. An absolute disgrace. Steve from Milwaukee suggesting not impeachment, Maggie, but let's use the 25th Amendment because that was about as unhinged as it could possibly get. The problem with that, Steve, is then we get J.D. Vance. (855) 752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jim from Brookfield, excuse me, you're up next, sir.
Hello, Maggie. It's definitely a dark day for the United States of America. I mean, to have a president and vice president behave the way they did in front of the press and the world press, for J.D. Vance to instigate that and put gas in the fire. I mean, he started the whole process and went off the rails. And, of course, Donald Trump jumps in and amplifies it. For the two of them to sit there and to, you know, basically try to put in this place the president of a country that's fighting for their survival, that we should be doing everything we can to help, as opposed to siding with the true dictator who's trying to take over his country. It's just appalling. And I just want to mention that when you said impeachment, you know, prior to the break, it obviously the first impeachment of Mr. Donald Trump, when it came down to the Ukrainian, you know, the quid pro quo, try to get something on Joe Biden, you know, that still sticks in Donald Trump's craw. You know, he's bothered by that, and he's never had any favorable feeling towards Zelensky or Ukraine, and a lot of it had to do with that initial impeachment trial. He was over there, you know, he asked Zelensky, give me some dirt on Biden. Give me some dirt on Biden because he could be my future opponent. And when he didn't get the dirt he needed, he's never thought highly of President Zelensky or the Ukrainian people.
Yeah, he's settling a score with the Ukrainian people and Volodymyr Zelensky because he didn't help him win re-election. It's as basic as that. And maybe a wee bit of Comprobot. Perhaps. There are some wild theories floating around out there dating back to 1987. We got a new caller, Cornell from Merrill. You're up next, sir.
Hi, Super Maggie. I'm so upset. I'm a Vietnam era veteran. And I have friends on the Vietnam War that died. And we were supposed to go over to fight and kill the communists over there. And now we have a communist president. And my dad fought in World War II, the Battle of Bulge, and came out as a proud police officer, and I'm really disgusted. I just want to tell you how you can help. There is, you go to a YouTube, and it's Anne of Ukraine, and donate money. They're building drones, and she's the honorary ambassador of Ukraine, of Kyiv. And they take the money, and they're building drones and trucks. And she does a report. This is a legitimate site. She's been doing 300 reports over the years, and they're very disgusted with Trump, and they do not understand. They blame the United States. They don't understand why Trump sided in the United Nations with Russia, China. And I hope people donate to it's Anna of Ukraine, and also there's Tanya Fiana, and she's doing reports, and she has a website. Her money she's giving to the men that have lost their arms and legs and also injured dogs, the Humanity Society.
Thanks, Cornell. We're coming up on the time. I just want to thank you for calling in, sir. You always have a place on the Maggie Dawn Show. If you are a new caller, you will go to the front of the line, 855-752-4842. If you are a vet, you will go to the front of the line. If you are a female calling, you will go to the front of the line. I just want to say this. The UN vote to properly hold Russia accountable and say you are responsible for this war because you invaded a sovereign nation. China actually had the decency to abstain from the vote, Cornell. No. We were in the company of Russia, North Korea, Belarus. Yeah, these aren't the people I want to be aligned with in the United Nations. We're going to continue to take your calls. Folks, if you are on the lines, I beg you to hang out there, stay there. We're going to keep hearing from you on this day that will live in infamy. The shaming, the bringing low of the United States brought to you by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, agents of Russia, just hours ago. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. John, Mark, Jeffrey, Dick, stay there. We'll go to you next. We come back after the top of the hour. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Badger basketball game over the weekend and also find out whether we still have a country. If we do, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. The meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky didn't go well. In fact, it was cut short after a shouting match.
You got to be more thankful, because let me tell you, you don't have the cards. With us, you have the cards. But without us, you don't have any cards.
CBS's Margaret Brennan.
That meeting went just about as poorly as it possibly could for Ukraine, which relies so heavily on U.S.-made weaponry, even if European allies are helping to supply it. It is U.S.-made weapons that the Ukrainians are relying on.
The Russians have reacted. The foreign ministry spokeswoman calling Zelensky a scumbag. CBS's Imtiaz Taieb is in Kyiv.
Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin are no doubt reacting with glee at, frankly, that spectacle that we saw at the White House.
There were no mineral deals signed, no further word on the ceasefire talks, and on X, Zelensky thanked America and the president. CBS News special report.